happy Memorial Day. I'm happy that you've come to join us today to pray for all those men and women who lost their lives in service to our country, beginning with the Civil War, all the way up into the most recent conflicts in the Middle East, even today. Earlier this week, I was reading a short little opinion piece in America Magazine entitled, "The Two Israels." And the author went on to describe the really strong tension in the state of Israel today between one segment of the population and political leadership that, facing the realities of the ongoing conflict between the native Israelis of the Jewish heritage and the Palestinian Arabs in the same piece of land, are so concerned to try to get some peace and security that they're willing to do all kinds of collaboration, compromise, and even perhaps have a two-state solution. But the opposition is a whole series of hardliners among the individual citizens and political leaders there about the only thing to do is to wipe them out and take the whole land. It's been going on for a long time, folks. A conflict about what really will be the best for the Middle East and also for the world. It's not just the Middle East. In our own country, there are plenty of social political issues that create great tension. Should we have open borders or closed borders? How do we settle our sale of products like arms and weapons to all kinds of countries who fight with each other? We've got a presidential election coming up, and people have a lot of strong opinions one way or the other about this or that direction. There's a lot of turmoil. And in our country, as in most countries in the world, the socio-political realities really challenge the vision of life that Judeo-Christian heritage represents. You heard Jesus. His Sermon on the Mount challenges the way we interact with each other, not just here one another, but with nations to each other. The moral vision we have of peace in the world and justice for all and particular care for the needy and the poor is sorely tested by the realities we face day after day. How do you figure out what the right way to go is? That's why the prayers today talk about wisdom, a wisdom that comes from God, a wisdom that's rooted in prayer, a wisdom that's practiced in love. God commended Solomon for not seeking more advantage for himself, but the wisdom to discern the right way for his people. James tells us that there's an inherent humility in a wisdom that sees God's pattern different from our own. Jesus tells us that we can't just pay an eye for an eye and expect there to be world peace. Our realities today don't offer ready solutions, but we can pray for the wisdom that only God can give to make those discernments step by step to foster a lasting peace among nations, a peace within our own families, and a peace in our own country. As we honor those who offer their lives in service to our country, let's also pray for the gift of wisdom to build a lasting peace here and around the world.